Our Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new glimmer of hope for families of the more than 200 hostages Hamas is holding in Gaza. Overnight, two elderly Israeli women arrived at a hospital in Tel Aviv. Correspondent Ian Lee.
79-year-old Nurit Cooper and 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz were taken hostage from Kibbutz Neir Oz during the deadly October 7th Hamas raids, along with their husbands, who are still being held. Lifshitz's grandson says his family is excited and thrilled she's been released and hopes she's in good health.
Sources tell CBS News the White House has been urging Israel to hold off on plans for a ground invasion to secure the release of more hostages. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari tells our Tony DeCopel, who's in Ashkelon, that is among his country's two priorities.
One is to destroy Hamas leaders, infrastructures, and the other goal is to release the hostages.
Israel has dropped hundreds of bombs on Gaza over the past day. Back in Washington, it's been a full 3 weeks now without a House Speaker. Today, Republicans will try to choose between eight candidates after one dropped out last night. Texas Congressman Pete Sessions.
I think that we can get it done, and I think that the body spoke enough about the desire that we not leave here tomorrow until we have that answer.
An Alaska Airlines pilot is due in court today to face attempted murder charges after officials say he tried to bring a plane down in mid-flight. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Police say 44-year-old Joseph Emerson, an off-duty Alaska pilot riding in the cockpit jump seat, allegedly attempted to turn off the plane's engines at about 31,000 feet. Emerson was handcuffed in the back of the plane as pilots made an emergency landing in Portland.
More than 100 days into the Hollywood actors' strike, negotiations with TV and movie studios are set to resume today. Syracuse pop culture professor Robert Thompson.
They're going to go back and try to get this stuff all worked out. But we thought we could predict, based on what happened with the writers, what could happen with the actors. That didn't turn out to be the case, obviously.
The Rangers are going to the World Series.
Here's a fly ball. Hold on 1 second. Back goes Brantley to the wall.
Adelis Garcia homering twice, driving in five runs to blast Texas past the Astros 11-4 in Game 7 of the American League Championship Series on Fox. Rangers will play the winner of tonight's NLCS Game 7 between the Phillies and D-backs, who scored a 5-1 victory last night. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 69, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, isolated thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 58. Isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 64, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
On the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is Monday, October 23rd, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome to hour number two on the big show. If you're just tuning in, you're like, wait a minute, show starts at one. Well, that's what you would not be wrong if you listened to what's going on the air. You'd think that, right? But as it turns out, no. We have a brand new time slot, noon until 2, Monday through Friday, and then Matt Flynn now comes on from 2 until 4. So that's your new schedule, and we're happy to be here. 1 o'clock, though, is still one of the hours that we used to have. So glad to be here, Mr. Summers. Glad we'll have a little lunch, then we'll have a little 1 o'clock hour. There you go.
Yeah, and if you are tuning in now, being like, dang it, I missed the first hour. Well, now you know for tomorrow.
And you could also go back and listen to our podcast.
That's probably the more important thing to mention.
You can listen to the podcast and have a good time doing so. I want to update you because I told you that I would before the break there. And you may have heard at the top of the hour national news that according to the Pentagon, the U.S. Navy is saying that the USS Kearney used SM-2 missiles and its 5-inch guns to shoot down 4 land attack cruise missiles and 15 drones in the Mediterranean. Now, according to Pentagon press secretary, they're framing this downing as a, quote, self-protection move, unquote, and said that the ship itself, the USS Kearney, was not ordered to shoot down the missiles by the Pentagon, but the commander on the ship did so as a self-protection move.
Which just makes sense, really.
Which just makes sense. So, but again, to think that this is, you know, not serious business is just a misnomer. It is serious business, and it's why we need the Speaker of the House, and it's why we need Derek Van Orten to actually represent the 3rd District and be in Washington instead of going on this rogue mission over to Israel. Let's go quickly to the phones, 844-967-2789. Joe here in Madison, you wanted to comment on Mr. Van Orden.
Yeah, I did. I think it's pretty important to counter some of what is being touted about this man. First off, I read a bit about his daughter who died. She's apparently a lovely person, and it's a tragedy. It's an absolute tragedy.
And we have said that.
I would say to that every day there are people in the third who... who have gone to work, and even though they have suffered a tragedy, they get to work. They aren't blowing up the world with F-bombs. They aren't going rogue into the Middle East as a result of tragedies that they suffered in their families. And I would also say that saying that he took a vow to the Jewish people, he took a vow to the American people. He's being paid a salary because of the vow that he took to the American people. And part of that means you don't diss the commander-in-chief overseas. You don't screw up any kind of efforts that are going ahead to deal with hostages, American hostages held by Hamas. And may I also add that there are Palestinian-Americans who are having an incredibly difficult time trying to get out of Gaza. They are Palestinian-Americans. Mm-hmm. So I just think people from the third, you know, were dropping F-bombs and just leaving their work without telling anybody where they were going to be. Would they still have a job?
No.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Great call, Joe. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. All great points. And again, we gave our sympathies to Derek Van Orden when he had his daughter pass of cancer, one of them. We didn't say a word about Derek Van Orden for a month and a half to give him time to grieve. But he started to reengage politically. And to Joe's point, so did we. And people have tragedies every day. We talked about one of them last Friday to close out the show. My property manager died unexpectedly after giving birth to her third child. Tragic. But to Joe's point, things happen every day. And people still get up and go to work and life continues. And one tragedy in your life does not give you license to abdicate your entire job and not represent the people that elected you. And to Joe's point, and again, we have said this before, all loss of life is unacceptable and tragic. And I think I said this earlier, not only are there 20 hostages being held by, reportedly, American hostages held by Hamas, that yes, there are, I believe, over 200 American Palestinians trying to get out of Gaza right now. And what Van Orden is doing by going rogue is because he is a member of Congress. People here in the Hamas, rather, they aren't going to realize this guy is just basically a peon congressperson. He's not part of leadership. He's not respected. He doesn't have a lot of power in the United States. But, you know, internationally, he's recognized as a United States congressman. So this guy could completely disrupt all these negotiations to try to get Americans back safely. Let's go quickly to Jack Merrimack. Jack, we've got a minute left. Jack, what say you?
I got a really good idea. Let's have about six or seven more Republican congressmen, House of Representatives members go over to the Middle East, and then let's take a vote for Speaker of the House, because then the Republicans would be the minority. I think that would work real fine.
Now, Jack, not a bad idea at all. Not a bad idea at all. Yeah, just kind of change the dynamics a little bit. I like that. Jack and Merrimack, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back to you. So we're going to kind of turn a page a little bit here. A brand new segment on the Todd Allball Show at our new time slot from noon until 2. What's worse? Take your phone calls after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast.
Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, a blend of clouds and sun. Highs around 77. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 60. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 69. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 62 degrees.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Back to the Todd Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. If you thought the show, he's doing this, the show just started. No, the show started at noon. Starting today, the show is now from noon until 2, Monday through Friday. Then Matt Flynn follows us for a big two-hour show, 2 until 4. But glad to have you along in hour number 2. Mr. Zommers, a little Taylor Swift there.
Yeah, thanks to one of our listeners, Andrew. We were talking about over the break which Taylor Swift song to use, and this one ended up being really fitting, starting it with, "Oh, hi, I'm the problem, it's me."
Anti-hero, the name of the song, right?
Yes.
I mean, I like Taylor Swift. I'm not a Swiftie, but yeah. Thank you for Andrew. Thank you to Andrew and Verona for that suggestion. Well, here's the deal. Now that we're at noon till 2, we're thinking we should spice things up a little bit. We should have like a couple of regular segments. We're going to try things out this week, see what works, see what doesn't. So thanks to our co-executive producer and the fantastic writer's room that we have, the multiple people in the writer's room. We have here a new segment we're calling What's Worse? What's Worse? So we're going to ask you a question. We're going to pose a question, not particularly serious, but a little fun. What's worse? And we want to know which one of these things is worse, and we want you to call in at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. So here's today's question coming up. Yesterday, the Kansas City Chiefs were playing at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. Big game for the Chiefs yesterday. They won 31-17. Chiefs are now 6-1 in AFC. Killing it. Travis Kelce, big receiver there, had a big game. And some people are attributed to the fact that his new girlfriend, internationally renowned Taylor Swift, this is like her fourth or fifth game she's been at. And I don't believe they've lost to any of the games that she's been at. And the thinking is now she's a good luck charm. Travis Kelce has just played out of his mind, doing a great job. But here's the thing. At all these games that she's at, whether it's Sunday Night Football on NBC or Monday Night Football on ESPN, they keep cutting to the suite in which Taylor Swift is there along with like his mom, I believe. And just a whole cadre of Kelce family. And people are coming to these games and buying tickets at the stadiums at record numbers and prices, by the way, because Taylor Swift is just in the building. And they might flash her up on the Jumbotron in the stadium for 5 seconds. I mean, young girls who don't care a thing about football, I guess guys too, are coming to these NFL games just to see Taylor Swift, the numbers for football games.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
If anybody else.
I mean, Oprah Winfrey, it's hard to be her. Yeah.
Right now, I think Taylor Swift is hotter right now.
Right, the moment.
In culture. When you're currently the biggest woman in the world, culturally, you can't just do stuff. You can't just live your life. You're always right. A spectacle, and everything you do creates a giant following. So it's no surprise that Travis Kelce's, that's his name, right?
Yeah. Right, yes, Travis Kelce.
I got confused for a second because I was thinking
Taylor Swift. It looks like Kelce, but he pronounces it Kelce.
Yes, that's right. That's why I was confused. Right. But when you have the most successful woman in the world by your side, you'd be like, yep, that's right.
Right. He's very proud.
I'm a winner.
Right. Oh, he's a big winner. So here's the question. What's worse, that the Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce being a power couple? Which one of those things bugs you the worst? Which one of those things gets under your skin the worst? What's worse, that Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce being an international power couple? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can also text us on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. I don't consider myself a Swiftie, meaning I'm part of her big fan club, but I've said on this show before, I admire her. I think she is a great example for young women in particular. She's done it her own way. She's enormously talented when it comes to singing, songwriting, and playing instruments. I mean, I'm not, as to Mr. Zahmer's point, I'm not sure that there's anybody hotter right now in this moment than Taylor Swift. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Have you a little fun? Nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun. But what's worse, that the Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce being a power couple? And a lot of people say, why in the world is the NFL giving her this much airtime, TV time? Well, part of it's because Taylor Swift has like two or three times the followers on social media, that is, than the entire NFL. So that's part of it. They're getting a lot of free advertising because of Taylor Swift. 844-967-2789. Which one is worse? Which is worse? What's worse? Get it right. Yeah, it's a new segment. Give me a break. What's worse? That the Republicans can't elect a Speaker or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? 844-967-2789. Let's go to beautiful Brooklyn. I just drove through Brooklyn last night. Peggy in Brooklyn, what say you?
Taylor Swift, it would be very much appreciated if she would say, Congress, get your rear in gear. Because
you've
if
nailed
she
it.
Would push that,
right?
If you she would push that, she would have so many people going, they would be chanting them.
That
and
is
Congress
great.
Just sucks. I mean, they represent everyone, and they think they only represent their little pod.
That is absolutely fantastic.
Needs, yes. Yes, she needs to push it. I'm not kidding. She needs to stand up and show it.
Peggy, this is the best call I've had all day so far. You've nailed it. I think you're absolutely right. If Taylor Swift would tell the Republicans to get their act together, that might be enough public pressure to make him do something. Great call.
If nothing else, she should make a song about it.
Right.
I mean, come on. She writes her own stuff all the time.
I love it.
It can't be that hard.
That's fantastic. Peggy, really appreciate the call. Great job. Appreciate it. Which one is worse? What's worse? That Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House or that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are this big power couple? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Mike, here in Madison, what's worse?
Well, obviously it's got to be the Republicans. I mean, you can't blame Taylor Swift. And I like you. I'm not a Swiftie, but I admire her a lot.
Right.
You can't blame her for going to a game. I mean, she's just going to a game. It's the media that's making the big deal out of it. It's the TV camera up there.
Yes.
She's got to put her red lips on every Sunday. And they got to, you know, they've got to stare. Oh, look, there she is with her mom and what's his name. It's crazy. It's sad that it's come to this. Oh, God, we're so annoyed about Taylor Swift up there. Just go to a football game. Don't put the freaking camera on her.
But you, Mike, you understand the point. The NFL wants this because she has like two or three times the social media following the NFL does. And every time that the Swifties start talking about it, that's huge promotion for the NFL.
Oh, without a doubt. I'm sure that the 30-second
cost for advertisement went up by a minimum of 20% just since she showed up.
Absolutely.
So the execs are licking their chops, and it comes down to the money, doesn't it, my brother?
Because some people are, I'm not making this up, there are people out there on social that they are letting this get into their skin, like under their skin. Like they are so annoyed when they tune in for a football game that there's all this attention on Taylor Swift.
Well, obviously, they are. When you say power, I don't know if they're such a power couple yet.
I mean, that's fair. They're getting all this attention.
He's a Pfizer guy, which, you know, I mean, he promotes the jab, right, which is great.
Yeah.
And she's obviously progressive. So, you know, that's part of the enigma that's pissing off some people. What are these lips doing out of Kansas City, Missouri?
Appreciate it.
Josh Hawley, for God's sake.
Right?
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Mike and Matt, a great call. This is fantastic. See, this is exactly what we're looking for. What's worse, that the Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House, or that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting under people's skin? Going to the text line, WMDX, Andrew from Verona says, T-Swift for S-O-T-H, Speaker of the House. Right? Just kind of like Dolly Parton. Wouldn't it be great, Taylor Swift up there in the chair just looking at those Republicans saying, why you got to be so mean?
Maybe they can take shifts.
Maybe she looks at Jim Jordan and says, we're never, ever getting back together, as in ever.
Yeah, maybe.
What were you going to say? Sorry.
I was going to say, maybe they can take shifts, Dolly and Taylor Swift. They can figure it out. Like, one of them goes on tour while the other is speaker, and then they switch.
Right. I think that'd be great. Jim Jordan, you're never, ever going to be speaker, as in ever.
God, I hope so.
WMDX Wes from Middleton says, the speaker is worse. We're asking, what's worse? That Republicans can't elect a speaker, or that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are this big power couple getting under people's skin? Wes and Middleton says, the speaker, no contest. Both Taylor and Travis seem like decent folks. Hopefully they make each other happy. I'm all for it. National embarrassment versus bubbling young love. I totally agree with Wes from Middleton. I think the people that are ticked off about Taylor and Travis getting together are people who are just lonely, right? They're jealous. That's what I think it is, right?
Yeah, and also I think there's maybe a little bit of elitism in there. Like, I don't listen to girls' pop music. I'm a big manly man, and I play football.
Right. They're just ticked off that Taylor Swift is honing in on their football time. I think it's great. I also think it's great that apparently Al Michaels is very annoyed by this. The great broadcaster, I love Al Michaels, but apparently he's very ticked off about the fact that Taylor Swift is taking up so much airtime. 844-967-2789. Which is worse, the Republicans can't elect a speaker, or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? Jim in Madison, what say you?
Well, it's the Republicans' constituents who elect all these idiots to the House of Representatives. I mean, if you want to be pissed off at somebody, be pissed off at your local neighbor who does this stuff.
Well, it's true, right? That's a good point, Jim. It's the voters that are sending these people to Congress that can't govern.
Yeah, and it's taking the country down the toilet. I mean, it's just ridiculous what goes on in the House. I mean, Jordan didn't do anything, any legislation passed in 16 years of being...
Appreciate it. Jim, we're up against the break. Jim, thank you so much for calling. Got to go to the break. Great segment. Great calls. What's worse? Back with more on the other side, including what's happening in Ukraine. Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden on the same page, in his own words. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Dave Penn.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't be chicken. Hunt and peck your way over to wiscountry.com/chicken to vote on the new name for the WIRI logo. We've narrowed it down to three choices, and we need you to vote for your favorite. It's easy. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, enter your name and email address, and put the names in order, starting with the one you like best. Voting closes October 26th. Then tune in to the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Halloween to find out the winner. Help us name that chicken and keep listening to Wiscountry on 105.5 WIRI.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 69, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast, tonight, isolated thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 58. Isolated thunderstorms again, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 64, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
The top of the hour, fasten your seatbelt, open up the vodka, and get ready for 2 hours of Matt Flynn. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Matt, he's tan, rested, and ready, understand. I had the honor of filling in for Matt on Friday. It was a good time had by all. And thank you to Kelvin for doing a great job on the board. Matt is back after being off on Friday. He is back, had to prepare himself for a two-hour show. Matt Flynn going 2 hours today, starting at the top of the hour from 2 until 4.
A return to form, perhaps. If, if you've been a long-time Matt Flynn listener, he used to have the morning slot of 6 to 8.
Oh, yeah.
And I produced him for a little bit there. It was a good time. Got a lot of callers, and most of them followed him to the afternoon because people like Matt Flynn direct.
Exactly. I, the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn fan club, always going to learn something, always something new. Matt Flynn direct coming up at his new time, starting at 2 o'clock, 2 until 4. We now, in case you're just tuning in, are on from noon until 2. So grab your lunch. Turn on your radios an hour earlier, noon until 2 now, for our program. I want to finish up on this, a couple more notes here on what's worse, the Republicans not electing a speaker or Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift being annoying people, some people in the football world, for taking over the NFL. Here's a texter from, let's see here, from WMDX Tammy here at Madison says, hands down, it's the Speaker of the House debacle. Most of the Republicans I know don't even know there's a debacle going on. And this is actually Tammy. She's calling from Virginia, as a matter of fact. We appreciate that listenership over on the East Coast in Virginia. Also, let's see here. This was, well, just Angie from Monroe on WMDX basically saying of Derek Van Orten, which we talked about earlier, that, you know, if he gets in trouble over there in Israel, it's kind of on his own volition because he left on his own. Thank you for the text. You can always text us on the Civic Media app on Apple or iPhone, or give us a call at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789.
You can also, if you're watching the stream, you can leave a comment, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all those good sources. Maybe be like Jeff Perry, who must have just tuned in.
Well,
he
says,
"Yes, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Taylor Swift is Speaker of the House?"
That's exactly what's happened. The Republicans have elected Taylor Swift as Speaker. And let me tell you, the costume changes are fantastic.
They've done a really good job of porting the Eras Tour into a smaller space.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's a new segment we're trying out this week. We're going to try it out in the second half or the second half of the show every day this week. What's worse? So if you have any suggestions for us, you can always text us or give us a call. But we will pose a question to you in the second hour of the show. What's worse? Want to get back to a couple of other headlines of the day before we turn it over to Matt at the top of the hour here. And with all of this attention being put on the war in Israel, and reports are now that Israel is preparing for, quote unquote, a multilateral operation from sea, ground, and air, according to their defense minister, against Hamas. And this has a true unfortunate possibility of expanding regionally. And that's why it's so critical to have a leadership like Joe Biden. That's why it's so critical to have an operational Congress, particularly the House of Representatives, to make sure that our interests are being protected, not just the interests of Israel, but also to, as much as possible, the civilian, the innocent civilians in the Palestinian areas, particularly Palestinian Americans trying to get out of the West Bank, and American Jewish Americans, Israeli Americans, who are being held hostage by Hamas. All this is a tinderbox of diplomacy. And as we said, we have a Yahoo like Derek Van Orden, who is over there on a rogue mission that could ignite this at any time. But to have a working Congress is critical, not just for the situation right now in the Middle East, but we haven't heard a lot lately about what's going on in Ukraine. Remember, there is still a war raging, an attack by Russia on the innocent democracy of Ukraine. They have committed genocide, Russia has, in Ukraine. And we also need a Speaker of the House that's going to make sure that our interests in Ukraine are supported. One of those interests is making sure that we help the Ukrainian people get the military arms that they need to defend themselves and to defeat Russia. And there's been a lot of talk, particularly by mega Republicans, about their opposition to this, saying that, oh my gosh, you know, we're sending all this money to Ukraine. What do we get out of it? Forgetting, of course, that preserving democracy in Ukraine is avoiding American troops getting directly into a European war. Because if any of our NATO allies are attacked according to treaty, a strike on one is a strike on all. And the United States would be drawn into a direct war with Russia. So it is in our interest for the Ukrainians to win. That, you know, putting aside the fact, it's also just a humanitarian thing to do. And so there's been a lot of talk by mega Republicans, Trump Republicans, not even Republicans, just Trumpsters, mega folks, against what's happening in Ukraine. So this weekend, yesterday, Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate leader from Kentucky, sat down with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation. And remember, Mitch McConnell is no softy here when it comes to, he is a conservative, a dyed-in-the-wool conservative. But just like we were talking earlier about Derek Van Orden, and that there is an unwritten, maybe even a written rule in Congress, that you don't go on foreign soil and attack the president of the United States, whomever he or she may be, from whatever party they may be. You don't do that, particularly during wartime. You just don't. And so here you have Derek Van Orden breaking that rule. It's also critical that Congress, whenever possible, side with the president in these international type of issues. And remember, Republicans for years, I was a member of the party for almost 30 years until 2011 when I left. For years, the Republican Party stood against Russia, against the Soviet Union, against communism. Stood, as Reagan called it, the shining city on a hill for democracy around the world. Those were fundamental tenets and principles of the Republican Party. And now you have Republicans, leadership Republicans, abandoning that and supporting Putin, supporting communism, supporting Russia. But yet Mitch McConnell at least has the chutzpah to step forward and speak some truth on Face the Nation. Margaret Brennan, the host, here's what Mitch McConnell said in talking yesterday on Face the Nation.
It is all interconnected.
And you've said that you believe there is enough oversight of aid to Ukraine. Why hasn't that persuaded some members of the Republican caucus?
If you look at the Ukraine assistance, let's talk about where the money is really going. A significant portion of it's being spent in the United States in 38 different states, replacing the weapons that we sent to Ukraine with more modern weapons. So we're rebuilding our industrial base.
That's what President Biden's seeking to do.
It's correct. No Americans are getting killed in Ukraine. We're rebuilding our industrial base. The Ukrainians are destroying the army of one of our biggest rivals. I have a hard time finding anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful that they're defending themselves. And also the notion that the Europeans are not doing enough. They've done almost $90 billion. They're housing a bunch of refugees who escaped. Mm-hmm. I think our NATO allies in Europe have done quite a lot.
You sound like you have a lot in common with President Biden in his worldview, based on what you just laid out.
Well, not on the domestic side, but on this issue that we were discussing today, we're generally in the same place.
There's Mitch McConnell, Republican Senate leader from Kentucky, former Senate Majority Leader, now Minority Leader for the Republicans, lifelong Republican, dyed-in-the-wool conservative, saying that on this issue, that he and President Joe Biden, a Democrat, are aligned, that they see things clearly. And I thought that Mitch McConnell laid that out perfectly. And again, you get people say, well, you can't trust Mitch McConnell. this is what we have to get over, folks. We have to get over this whole stigma of saying just because someone is from the other party, we're going to dismiss everything they're saying. All right? Doesn't matter whether that's Republican or Democratic.
It's the same thing that the Republicans do internally. Like whenever somebody disagrees with Donald Trump, rhino.
Right.
Exactly. It's just saying, if I don't agree with you, then we can't trust you. And it's not considering what other people are thinking.
And remember what Trygve Olson from the Lincoln Project, who joins us every Wednesday, is fond of saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, political or otherwise. And so let's not just dismiss Mitch McConnell. We can agree with him on a host of other issues, as I do. But I think it's noteworthy that someone who has been in Congress, who has been in leadership positions as long as Mitch McConnell has, that he's at least stepping forward and saying, look, I'm with President Biden on this. That he points out very clearly that this money that's been approved for Ukraine is being spent in 38 states in America. That a lot of this money is going to build new weapons that replaces older American weapons. So what's happening is that the United States is sending Ukraine some of our more dated, very operational, but they're more dated weapons and ammunition. They're sending that to Ukraine, and then this money is being spent in 38 different states to build more equipment that we then are keeping for ourselves to give the United States more upgraded defenses. And by the way, as he points out, aside from there are some folks that have volunteered to go over and serve with Ukraine. I believe there have been a couple of Americans that volunteered on their own to go fight with Ukraine and were killed. But there are no American forces. There's no American boots on the ground. No U.S. troops on the ground that are being killed. And McConnell's making the point here that as long as we are sending aid to Ukraine, as long as Ukrainians can defend themselves and hopefully, God willing, defeat Russia, that will prevent U.S. forces from having to go do it themselves. So, look, I agree with Mitch McConnell on this. Again, there are several things I don't, and I've called out on this program, and we'll continue to do so. But we have to get out of this habit of dismissing everything the other person says simply because they have a different label, different letter behind their name. I think Mitch McConnell on this thing is exactly right. And it goes to prove that how far the Trump base, the mega base, has strayed from the original Republican Party. Going to come back, wrap things up, get ready for Matt Flynn at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. The new Noon from 2 edition of the Todd Allbowl Show along with Mr. Aaron Zomers continues on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'd like you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 77, southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 60, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, daytime highs approaching 69. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 62 degrees.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn Direct. We have the confetti cannons set up. We have the smoke guns ready because this is going to be spectacular. Matt Flynn, a new expanded two-hour edition. He comes out through confetti and smoke and sits in his leather chair, a new golden microphone for Matt Flynn. I'm looking forward to all of this.
Yeah, it's actually shaped like the WIRI chicken microphone, yes. But it's solid gold. I don't know how it still works as a microphone when it's solid gold, but you know.
The new expanded edition of Matt Flynn Direct. Do not want to miss it. Coming up at 2 o'clock from 2 until 4. Have you ever been frustrated because you're like, I listen to Matt Flynn and he's so popular, I can't get in. I can't get my call in. Well, now you have twice the amount of time to talk to Matt Flynn. It'll be spectacular as the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn fan club. I cannot wait. So hopefully you've adjusted or will adjust to our new schedule. Again, we're going to be coming at you every day from noon until 2, right after As Goes Wisconsin from 10 until noon. So then up till noon, then us from noon until 2, and then Matt Flynn from 2 until 4. Great late morning, midday, early afternoon block of information. Hopefully a couple of laughs along the way. Hope you will start joining us every day now from noon until 2, and then Matt Flynn from 2 until 3. Want to end up a little update here on this House Speaker race. This is from about 13 minutes ago, according to CNN. Republican members are returning this afternoon from the weekend break and now being told that Republicans will hold a 5:30 Central Time, that's 6:30 Eastern Time, closed-door conference meeting in the Longworth House office building at the U.S. Capitol tomorrow. Says during the meeting, members will hear speeches. Oh, pardon me, that's tonight. And then we'll hear speeches from each of the nine declared Republican candidates vying for the Speaker gavel. This is how it's expected to play out. Each of the candidates will have 2 minutes. I'll be giving them 2 minutes for a speech, laying out their platform. Members will then have 1 minute each to ask a question, and candidates will have 30 seconds to respond. This is going to be ridiculous. It's hard to estimate, CNN says, where the forum will end, but likely will end around 9:30 or 10 o'clock Eastern time, according to aides. Several members told CNN they're waiting to make an endorsement until after they hear each of the nine candidates. Then tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Time, the House GOP will vote for their speaker nominee. With multiple candidates currently in the running, members will cast a successive series of secret ballots, with a candidate who garners the fewest number of votes in each round dropped from the running. Process will continue until number one, there are only two candidates left, or two, until one candidate receives a majority of the conference's votes, whichever comes first. Here, a plurality of votes is not enough. The winning candidate will need 50% plus one of the conference, or a minimum of 113 votes. The conference vote is expected to take several hours, as there will be several rounds of voting. As of 15 minutes ago, There is no time or date scheduled for a floor vote. That will be determined by the speaker designee, McHenry. Wow. I mean, this is just crazy. Wes from Middleton on the WMDX line says, ranked choice voting, Todd? Well, I mean, kind of, sort of. So again, to recap, here's the latest from about 15 minutes ago, according to CNN, that the members, Republican members, returning today, and at 5:30 our time, 5:30 our time, 6:30 D.C. time, the Republican conference going to meet in a closed-door private session where they're basically going to have a debate amongst these nine people we told you about at the top of the show. And they'll have 2 minutes to give a speech, and then they'll take questions, have 30 seconds to respond. It says it probably will end around 9:30, 10 o'clock tonight Eastern time, but who knows? And then tomorrow in the morning, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Wisconsin time, and tomorrow morning they'll go into another closed-door session by secret ballot and vote until either A, there's only two candidates left, or B, until one candidate receives a majority of the conference's votes, whichever comes first. So they have to get 50% plus one, meaning a minimum of 113 votes. And yet still, there's no word on when they might bring this to a floor for an actual vote for an actual speaker.
Yeah, that's all pretty confusing. Jeff Perry comments on Facebook, that is crazy convoluted. Is there a right? Swimsuit competition?
You know what? That's funny that he says that. Because I was trying to think of something today, and again, Chris Pauls came up with this brilliant bit that we're calling What's Worse. But I was trying to think, like, how can we make a little bit of fun with this, have a little bit of fun with this, not be all serious? And I thought, you know, it's not dissimilar to, like, a Miss USA or Miss Universe pageant. You know, well, like, you know, should there be a swimsuit competition? And looking at these nine guys, my answer immediately is no. No, there should not be.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at as well.
Right. But do you have talent? I mean, let's not just hear about policy. How about, you know, can one of these guys play piano? You know, does he dance? You know, I mean, what sort of talent do these people have? Maybe there's a magician in there that can create 113 votes. I don't know. But see, I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, how about this, Mr. How about this? We're running out of time. Otherwise, I ask people to call in, maybe tomorrow. How about Ryan Seacrest is the speaker pro tem, and he hosts this competition, and then let America decide?
That would make for some interesting TV.
We just have people call in and vote for speaker and let America decide. And whatever America decides, that's what Republicans have to do to vote a speaker in.
I don't even know what would happen from that. I guess America would decide.
It's just, you know, have a little bit of fun. But I think it just goes to prove again, in all seriousness, this whole debacle, and Mr. Perry is right, it's enormously convoluted and confusing. It proves once again the serious point that Republicans in 2023 cannot govern. They can't govern. You've got Joe Biden overseeing an international issue, is doing a great job involving the international community. You've got Hakeem Jeffries ready, sitting there, keeping his entire caucus together. You've got Chuck Schumer in the Senate working with Mitch McConnell, a Republican, to get the Senate in order. But Republicans in the House cannot govern. Remember that as you go to the voting booth in 2024. Remember to join us again tomorrow from noon until 2, our brand new time, for Mr. Zomers and everybody that called in. We thank you. Stay tuned now for a brand new expanded edition of Matt Flynn Direct. Whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message
from WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.